you are feeling burdened tonight in your heart and you're unable to talk about it, maybe you need to reach out and talk to somebody. Let somebody know that you are feeling very, very alone.
I am the old dreamer who never sleeps. I am timekeeper of the timeless dance. I preserve the long rhythms of the earth and fertilize the rounds of desire. In my evergreen arboretum, I raise flowering hopes for the world. I plant seeds of perennial affection and wait for their passionate bloom. Would you welcome that sight if you saw it? Revalue the view you have lost? Could you wait to the innocent morning and follow the risks of your heart?
Let's do open discussion before we wrap up. I have kind of a different topic in mind. Craziest thoughts about your disease. You know what I mean. You know they're nuts, but they just keep popping into your head anyway.
I often wonder if I should have been born in another time. My name is Sherlock and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sherlock.
My senses are unusually, well, one could even say, unnaturally keen. And ours is an era of distraction. It's a punishing drumbeat of constant input. This cacophony which follows us into our homes and into our beds. It seeps into our souls. Want of a better word. There was only one poultice for my raw nerve endings, and that was copious drug use. So in my less productive moments, I'm given to wonder. If I'd just been born when it was a little quieter out there, would I have even become an addict in the first place?
Ancient Greece.
You any idea what passed for dental care in the Hellenic era? I'd want some of the wonders of modernity. It's before everything got amplified.
I bet there are people in the Bible walking around complaining about kids today.
Kids today, they have no one to look up to. Because they're looking up to us.
Look, we all avoid confronting reality. It's the nature of the human condition. And the people who break through are people who say, face up to it. I can say this to this audience because you're supposed to be chronically predisposed to facing up to reality. Chronically.
Commodity is an object full of theological, even metaphysical niceties. Its presence always reflects an invisible transcendence. And the classical publicity for Coke quite openly refers to this absent invisible quality. Coke is the real thing, or Coke, that's it. What is that it, the real thing? It's not just another positive property of Coke, something that can be described or pinpointed through chemical analysis. Is that mysterious something more? Undescribable excess, which is the object, cause of my desire. In our postmodern, however we call them, societies, we are obliged to enjoy. Perverted duty. The paradox of Coke is that you are thirsty, you drink it, but as everyone knows, the more you drink it, the more thirsty you get. A desire is never simply the desire for a certain thing. It's always also a desire for desire itself, a desire to continue to desire. Perhaps the ultimate horror of a desire is to be fully filled in, met, so that I desire no longer. The ultimate melancholic experience is the experience of a loss of desire itself. Some return to a previous year. era of natural consumption, where we got rid of this excess and were only consuming for actual needs, like you were thirsty, you drank water, and so on. We cannot return to that. The excess is with us forever. So, let's have a drink of Coke. It's getting warm. It's no longer the real Coke, and that's the problem. This passage from sublime to excremental dimension. When it's cold, properly served, it has a certain attraction. All of a sudden, this can change into shit. It's the elementary dialectics of commodities.
I feel that I am merely an agent giving you some keys which have been given to me to pass on to you. These keys are to unlock doors out of your present prison. Doors opening on new vistas. Doors beyond where you are now. Where you are now.
Out in the field, out in the desert where we were, and it was, I guess, around, you know, 10:45, 11 o'clock that night. We had taken a break, so we'd already been out there since about 8, and we were walking out there when there was a group of people, several of us there, and we saw this whitish beam of laser-like. Then I began to see it literally materialize and then dematerialize. It moved in, you know, a couple inches and then elongated.
Then I began to see. Oh my God, this thing is right here.